from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, but he's a third baseman.
Plays third base. He's a professional third baseman.
Yeah.
Which the Braves
don't have.
No, they had some utility guys, right. And obviously Austin Riley getting hurt and being out for maybe the rest of the season isn't good. But, yeah, I mean, you got to sign somebody. It's post-trade deadline.
And he's active today.
Yeah. We're going to get to see his Braves debut tonight.
Yeah.
Up close and personal. I bet he gets a single or something.
You think first at bat?
I don't know about first at bat, but I bet at some point during that, he was like 1-for-4 with like a bleeder, you know?
Against Zach Wheeler?
Up the middle or something like that. I don't know.
They're facing him again.
Yeah, I know.
I know enough of this fucking guy.
Dude, he's like
enough Ranger Suarez, enough Zach Wheeler.
Them two fucking dudes.
We beat up Ranger, though.
They got him the one time.
Until October.
It seems like they're all them two motherfuckers.
Well, we also got.
And it's always here for some reason. I feel like it's always here.
Guess who's game two? Aaron Nola.
Yeah, well,
that motherfucker,
see that
too.
Dude, too?
They got a good pitching staff.
Hey, but we do see that Christopher Sanchez guy we obliterated.
Okay, that's good. And Ranaldo Lopez back tonight, so that'll be kind of fun.
Hopefully. Kind of fun.
Hopefully. I mean,
there's an opportunity.
He needed rest. That's what he needed. So hopefully this rest will help him out. Maybe he can go 5 1/3 tonight and get into the bullpen. But, Braves have been absolutely destroyed by injuries this year. It sucks.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's one of those ones where it's so bad where it's like, yeah, no, I mean, if they don't do anything this year, it's just like, how are they supposed to?
Let me ask you a weird question. Is it the season's been derailed? We understand that.
Yes.
Is it better that it's been derailed by injuries than the team not meeting expectations of what we thought they could be?
Yeah.
Is that a fair, you understand what I'm asking?
Both suck, but it's
right.
More explainable.
Okay.
They were just bad and everyone was healthy, that'd be really weird.
Yeah. But, I don't know. It's no less frustrating, for sure. Or maybe it is.
No, but
you
can look at it. I think it's less frustrating long term because it's like, well, this probably isn't going to happen again. Like, you're probably not going to have a
little more optimism for next year. They could be back versus,
I
don't know what's going to happen next year either.
I still think all these guys are good.
Yeah.
They've just mostly been hurt all year. Yeah. Like, and look, when Ronald, I understand what happened in 2021, but I think this year illuminates just how
important
impossible that was that it happened in 2021. Right. When he got hurt, everything changed. I know it doesn't help the season-long conversation to say that on May 25th or whatever it was, but, they weren't going to fucking win the World Series after Ronald Acuna got hurt. Best player in baseball.
Who is this? Okay. Miller Moss. I was just looking at
the quarterback.
I'm looking at
this USC guy.
22 years old, redshirt junior. He backed up Keaton Slovis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart.
Yep.
And Williams. So you you backed up three damn quarterbacks, and that goes to how good was he that he couldn't transfer.
Or maybe just patient.
Or maybe patient, like Carson.
Carson Beck backed up a few quarterbacks too.
Hey, that's Holiday Bowl record throwing.
He went off in that bitch.
He did.
He tied a Holiday Bowl record.
He went off in that bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, the thing, I mean, Lincoln Riley's going to get stuff out of his quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, like Lincoln Riley's going to have a quarterback who can throw the ball around. That is wild, though. It's crazy to not transfer because all the, I mean, there's USC quarterbacks everywhere right now from all the different guys. The guy at Boise State lost the job.
Well, so that's what I was going to ask. Maybe he didn't transfer because he was like, when it's me and Malachi Nelson, I'm going to win the job, even if he's a five-star.
Yeah.
Malachi goes out and then can't win the Boise State job.
Yeah. Well, the kid at Boise State's supposed to be pretty good.
I know, but you're still a former five-star that went to USC. Like,
yeah, I know.
You're obviously not meeting whatever expectations were thrust on you before you.
There's a lot of former five stars at USC.
I get that. Other places, like JT
Daniels was a former five star at USC.
He finally retired medically, right?
He did.
JT?
He's been going to coaching.
Yeah, he's going into coaching.
Yeah.
Is he starting at Rice or?
I don't know where he's coaching, but no, he's. I bet that guy's a head coach in college football in like 15 years. Everybody loves that guy. Like, obviously, it sucks that he got hurt everywhere he went, but like, just to a man, anybody that ever
talked to him.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And then he played the one game, right? He played the one game against Clemson.
And all, he hurt all, his shoulder.
And he got hurt in the game.
Shoulder, elbow, or something?
He got hurt in his scapular.
And I think
he
was even hurt going into the game, which, remember, they hardly threw the ball at all.
Because
little short throws to Brock.
He was hurt going to that damn game.
Yeah.
He was hurt all fucking summer.
Yeah. And then.
But
and
no,
then,
he came to Georgia. Did he come off for ACL?
I think he had,
because he started his freshman year at USC, and then he got hurt early in his second year. And then he got replaced by maybe Jackson Dart or. Maybe Keaton Slovis or fucking who knows. One of those guys.
I think it was Slovis.
And then he transferred when the coach got fired, right? No, this is even before that. This is before the coach got fired. This is before Lincoln Riley got there. Anyway. I mean, been everywhere.
West Virginia, Rice.
USC, Georgia, West Virginia, Rice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell of a damn.
West Coast. National champion.
Yeah.
Morgantown, which seems like a fun place to play college football. And then Rice, which is maybe got his degree from Rice. Great school.
I can't explain, like, once it became clear the NFL wasn't going to happen for him, like, how much he had to have just enjoyed the rest of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I mean.
All the people complaining about like the 6 year of eligibility or the COVID year, like for these guys, we've talked about this before.
Go
I don't
fuck yourself.
But like for the people who aren't going to the NFL, like
Dylan Gabriel,
bro let Rising. Me enjoy the fuck. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
College is fun.
Yeah,
just college. Imagine being the starting quarterback on the football team.
Yeah,
like that would do it as long as you can. Like especially if you're not going to the NFL.
So. Especially while they are giving the NIL now.
Yeah, and they're you know, you have the eligibility. And it'll come back the other direction after the COVID thing goes away because you've got Cam Rising. And
he'll still be there.
Who's 25.
You know he can apply for another year?
He can?
Medically?
Really?
I don't know if he will. He could.
He's the oldest quarterback in college football this year, but there's a couple of guys that aren't far behind
Doesn't
him.
South Carolina have a 29-year-old receiver?
I don't know.
Who...
I know that there was that tight end that had been at Miami and Oregon.
Yes.
And I think he's finally not in college football anymore.
I don't know.
But I think the key, he may be, though. But he may be.
I think he is.
But again, like, if they're going to keep giving you free school and you get to keep hanging out, you know.
That was always the funniest
as well.
Did football players, like, that didn't make it do that? Like, we'd have cats come back and be hanging around campus and shit.
So, when I was in school, they were bad. So, nobody was fucking with them.
Right.
Like, you couldn't come back. You went 0-12.
Right.
Like, no one's trying to, like, you roll up to a party and, like, you know.
Yeah.
Anthony Russo is trying to hang out.
After I left, maybe the first year. Came back first offseason, but I never hung out on campus. Like I would hang out in Athens, but we'd be like in the clubs and bars in Athens. But
yeah.
I never.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Once I left, I never went to a college campus party.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know because I mean, obviously, I didn't either, right. so I wouldn't have seen him. But like,
hey, dog, yeah, what y'all doing tonight, man? Oh yeah, we're going to a Memorial or Tate. I was like, I ain't going in there.
Oh, it's Arkansas.
You mean a college dance?
And I'm like, I'm not going in there.
I had some buddies that went to a high school dance when we were in college. And I was like, why are you guys doing that?
Right.
Like, well, we got invited by the senior girls. And I was like, why? So what?
So what?
Let the dance end and then they can come hang out with us. If you insist on hanging out with high school girls,
right.
The fuck's wrong with you guys? Yeah, we're in college now.
Never,
there's a thousand girls everywhere.
Like, there's no fucking way I want to hang out at no damn college party.
Yeah.
I'm good, dog.
What would happen a lot is like when they'll have guys back for like Legends Weekend or whatever, mm-hmm. and then guys will go out kind of in the college area and you'll see them out there. And it's like, you know, you're like 25, football career's over. Mm-hmm. You didn't catch on in Canada or wherever you tried to go. Now they're like a little fat and just getting hammered. It's like, oh, there's one of the Tui Asasopo cousins.
One of the Tuis.
Don't fucking get him going. He might tip a car over.
Monty Harrison, 29 years old, Arkansas receivers, played 10 years of professional baseball.
Oh, okay.
Mostly in the minors. Yeah. Played 50 games at the major league level over the course of two seasons.
Wow.
Two and change with the Marlins and Angels, and is now a walk-on at Arkansas.
That's awesome.
29 years old.
That's awesome.
We had a lineman, but he was in military.
I was going to say,
Bruce was like 28.
Yeah. Now, they'll be, you know, Utah and BYU will have a couple mid to late 20s guys because Mormon missions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple guys. It does feel like more often than not this happens in baseball. They try the minors for a while.
You go play baseball. Back. It doesn't work out. You come back.
That was so cool because Pat Pass did it, play baseball in the spring, then come back with us, and then obviously Quincy.
Yeah.
Obviously Quincy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, Russell Wilson played.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In the minors for a couple years.
But he played while doing college.
Yeah, he did. He did both.
Drew Henson, like, went to the minors.
Right.
And then was like.
Well, that's why Russell, because he was at NC State and he was playing for the Asheville Tourists.
Yeah.
And then the new coach was like, no, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
and he was like, all right, well, I'm going to go to Wisconsin and win a Rose Bowl. Or did they win that Rose Bowl?
I thought they did.
He played great in it. Yeah, I think they did. I think they beat Oregon.
I still have Russell Wilson's old phone number from when he was NC State quarterback.
What happens when you call it?
It's no longer still his
number. Do you ever try to call it?
No.
Just every once in a while just to check?
No. But like,
so then why do you have it still?
It's just on my list of contacts that I kept.
Do you ever do that? I was doing it the other day because we were sitting there and my wife was like, hey, like, have you invited everybody to your 40th birthday party that you want to invite? And I was like, I think so. Let's see. And I started scrolling contacts, and it was like, wow, that is a person I haven't thought about in 15 years.
Right.
Why are they in my contacts list? There was a few of them that I just deleted because I was like, that doesn't need to be in there. Nothing good can happen. Not that anything's going to happen from that being in there, but nothing good can happen from that being in there. Yeah, let's get that out of there.
You don't want to have that.
No. I mean, it's not like I'm going to get drunk and text some college girlfriend or something like that. But
hey, how are you?
I don't want to like accidentally mean to call somebody and call somebody else or something like that and all that. So yeah, just get it out of there. Clean it up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.